I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang of Forbes.com is here with me, and we're joined by Greg Scarlatio because we are traveling to the dark side, the very darkest side, North Korea. Gordon, the news is impossible to accept, but the Sunday Times reported within these last hours, this is the rogue state of North Korea, nuclear power. It participates routinely in proliferation of nuclear and ballistic missile technology to the Middle East, to the Gulf states, to Iran, and its predatory allies. A North Korean military officer executed with a mortar shell blast for disrespecting the departed dear leader Kim Jong-il by drinking alcohol during the 100-day mourning period. Greg, a very good evening to you. Is this make-believe? Do they put this out as propaganda to make people frightened? Does this explain anything about this new state, Kim Jong-un, the new dear leader? Or is this evidence that nothing's changed? These are ghouls. Good evening to you, Greg.
John and Gordon, good evening. An honor and a privilege as always. I would say that purges, aggressive, violent purges, are no news in North Korea. Purges have been part of the Kim regime. And this regime has dealt, well, in the beginnings of the regime, they dealt with the so-called enemies of the revolution, then with the enemies within the revolution, so to say, those who are threatening the authority of the Kim family regime. And then once they fail, once the leadership fails, they look for scapegoats and they punish those who are identified as scapegoats. Ever since North Korea began proceeding with this process of a hereditary transition of power in early 2009, they have been conducting a very aggressive purge. You may remember that after that badly botched confiscatory currency reform, when they almost ended with a rebellion on their hands, Park Nam-gi, the director of planning and finance department within the Central Committee of the North Korean Workers' Party, was executed. Several others followed, several dozen senior North Korean officials have been purged. Many of them have been executed, including Ryu Gyong, a senior intelligence official. And actually, in July of this year, Vice Marshal Ri Yong-ho, who was viewed as Kim Jong-un's mentor. Remember that after graduating from Kim Il-sung Military College with a degree in artillery, Kim Jong-un was a commissioned officer under the command of Vice Marshal Ri Yong-ho. Even Vice Marshal Ri Yong-ho himself was purged. This may be a lesson that Kim Jong-il learned from the Romanian Revolution, when basically it became very clear that what made the difference was the fact that the Romanian military, after all a popular military, was engaged in the use of lethal force against unarmed demonstrators. They could not sustain this effort for more than a week or 10 days, and eventually they turned against the leadership of the country. Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il learned this lesson very well. Remember that in 1995, there was a reported attempted rebellion by the North Korean 6th Army Corps, which was crushed with extreme prejudice. Several senior officers were executed. They used machine gun fire, which was reported at the time. So executing a senior official within the North Korean military leadership with extreme prejudice and using some very cruel methods such as firing a mortar round, I would say would not necessarily come as a surprise. The challenge here, of course, is that we always deal with a limited number of sources from within the country.
Greg Scarlatio is the executive director of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, and the answer is same old ghouls. Gordon?
Greg, you know, you mentioned the demotion of Vice Premier or Vice Minister Ri. What was really interesting to me is that essentially what we have is the military sort of on the back heels. And the military has generally been the prominent, the most important part of the North Korean government or the regime. And now we see the Workers' Party actually becoming much more powerful. I mean, did anybody really predict this?
I would say that based on on how the leadership transition was shaping up, the assessment we were making was that the youngest of three sons had been selected to be his father's successor, and thus we would expect pretty much the same old arrangement. Of course, we do see some party leaders and party leadership assuming more authority and more power than before. We do see some of the military leaders, key military leaders, being demoted. And I think it is too early to view this as the Korean Workers' Party somehow reassuming control at the detriment of the military, although we have also seen some of this, some different arrangements pertaining to those state trading companies that are engaged in currency earning overseas, changes that have happened to the detriment of the military.
So, but Greg, do you think the military is actually going to strike back? You know, they're not going to just take it. They're not going to see these demotions and these purges continue. And that essentially what will happen will be the general officers will tell Kim Jong-un, the current leader, that he stop it.
I think that is always a possibility that we cannot ignore, certainly. Nothing is for certain, and of course, unfortunately, as Korean Peninsula experts know, this arrangement might last for longer than we might want it to last. And at the same time, any type of event might happen, certainly. And we have seen this once again happening in the one Eastern European country that was most similar to North Korea, Ceausescu's Romania. And after all, of course, what brought down the Ceausescu regime was a popular revolt, but what ensured the success of that anti-communist revolution was the military turning against the leadership of the country.
Gordon, there's a sister and a brother-in-law, right? They're still intact. They haven't been purged.
No, they haven't, but Kim Jong-un's aunt, who is Kim Jong-il's sister, is in very serious medical condition right now. She's basically showed up back in North Korea, but after a long period of absence, which was considered really to be a medical leave.
And Greg, we just have 30 seconds. The butchery of a human being with a mortar shell, who's that supposed to frighten? Who is scared of that?
It is supposed to frighten first and foremost the top leadership of the North Korean military, knowing that when push comes to shove, what is truly going to make the difference in North Korea is having authority over the upper echelons of the North Korean military. This is how the Kim regime has been running business for over six decades. This is how they're still running business.
Greg Scarlatio, the Executive Director of Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, Gordon Chang of Forbes.com. To murder a human being with a mortar shell is all the evidence you need that these are the devils. I'm John Batchelor.